Welcome in, everybody, to Amalgamation Nation. This is our gaming weekly podcast where we talk about all the news and gaming from the past week. And you can find it live on twitch.tv/undeadredbull. This will be our final Thursday night stream here at twitch.tv/undeadredbull. But we'll move it to a new date. When we get all that situated, I'll tweet it out over on @AMNationPod. So that we have a set schedule and everything. That'd be really cool. You can also find us on Instagram @AMNationPod, Facebook.com/AMNationPod. You can search for us on YouTube, Amalgamation Nation. Hit that sub button. If you don't want to type that in, I understand, but it is pinned on the top of our Twitter @AMNationPod. It's right there. Boom. You can also find all of our episodes, including the gaming ones, the Weebisodes, the sports ones. Just search for us on Spotify, Google, Apple, etc., and join the A-Nash today. Of course, if you're looking for merchandise, whether it's Undead Rebel merchandise or Amalgamation Nation merchandise, go to undeadrebel.tv and click on the merch tab. We'll also support Undead Rebel, twitch.tv/undeadrebel. Get yourself a sub and a follow. If you have Twitch Prime, go ahead and give him your free sub each month. Follow twitch.tv/slap_nugget, 2 P's and 2 G's. Over on Twitter, follow @JoshBarlog, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, Natty Nights at 8 p.m. Central Time, where he discusses, and I do join him, week sports news from the national level and on the Chicago level as well. If you're looking to get an ad, it's $4.99 a month, and let him know that Amalgamation Nation sent you. Also, if you're a business and you're looking to sponsor Natty Nights or Amalgamation Nation, just reach out to us on Twitter @JoshBarlog and @AMNationPod. If you're looking to upgrade your gaming chair experience, go to triumphchairs.com and use the code BigJBBShow for 10% off your order. Because it's a throwback. That's why. And now, to introduce the crew. First, we got, from Twitch.tv, Undead Rebel himself, David. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good. It feels nice to start before like 9:30. Which is pretty cool.
It feels freaking amazing. It would have been earlier, but, you know, someone.
You know, time zones. Time zones are a bitch, man. Time zones are a bitch.
Twitch doesn't like nipples?
No, does it not?
Yeah.
I found that out.
Oh.
Can't. I like nipples.
Yeah, I mean, you like nipples. And, of course, who also loves nipples? From North Carolina, Brendan B.K. Ketterly.
Factually correct. You know, sometimes I just sit there and I just remind myself. I'm like the old man, like the coach in Waterboy, and like that always wears the overalls that he can't understand. He's like, oh, dear, no, no. That's just me at the end. Like at the end, he's like, oh, that's just me sometimes.
Just randomly, just like sitting in the office, just rubbing your nipples.
Yeah, yeah, super sensitive.
Also joining us this evening, Guadalupe Moyolan Esquivel Jr. How's it going?
I'm just dying over here from all the fucking banter we were just doing before.
Oh, hey, are you?
Oh, yeah, I'm dying over here, mate.
Oh, there it is. All right. And right it out our crew here, of course, Big Bubble fucking Sunshine himself, Metal Mike. How's it going, Mike?
I'm here.
There you
Let's
are.
Let's do it.
You are here.
Yeah, I am not flicking my nipples, but I'm here.
Are you saying yours aren't long enough? Is that what you're saying? They ain't long enough to do it.
My nipples no, are
I just
remember you got tiny little ones in like dorms.
Remember that scary movie where he takes off his shirt and his nipples are like 2 inches
yes.
out?
Yeah.
You made me think of that for some reason.
Gross.
Isn't that one of the scary movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember which one, but it is.
Yeah, I can't.
It is.
I can't remember.
All right, let's get into some gaming news. Finally, cool. The PS5 has unveiled its UI system. Watch the video on it. It uses like a card system, like while you're in game. So they were showing off Sackboy's Big Adventure, and like the cards come up when you hit, like, I'm assuming the PlayStation button on your controller. And it's like, I don't know, like each one's different. Like one of them shows you like trophies. One of them shows you like different things people have posted about the game. One of them is if you use PlayStation Plus, for certain games they utilize this, where if you click it and you say you're stuck on a level, you're stuck on a mission, whatever, it will show you without spoilers how to go about beating that level and that mission. Really weird that it's tied into having a PlayStation Plus membership. That's a little weird. Other than that, pretty cool. They showed you the new friends list thing, which looks a lot cleaner. Hopefully, I like that. A few other things they show, like I like the taskbar thing on the bottom when you're in game and it pops up like that. It looks like that's a lot easier to navigate, because currently if you're on the PlayStation and you hit the PlayStation Plus button in mid game, it kicks you all the way to the front menu and it's a little bit of a pain in the ass. It's not, it doesn't flow as easy. I joked about it earlier, but yeah, I mean, it obviously it looks nicer because it's been forever. PlayStation doesn't update their UI nearly as frequently as Xbox has. So it does look nicer. They showed you a little bit of the main home screen then. They showed you the PlayStation Store. Looks like when you hover over, it's more integrated, which is nice. It doesn't, like, it's not like its own separate app anymore, which is, was weird anyway. It looks like there's still a section on top for media, which I'm assuming is your Netflix, your Hulu, your Funimation, your Crunchyroll, etc., etc. You'll probably look at all those apps there. Hopefully those apps run better. Carlos, I know you did enjoy it. You thought it looked nicer, and it does. I think it looks nicer regardless. BK, you put here, it reminds you of DVDs, such Blu-ray, pop menus. What is your overall thought on the UI system?
Well, yeah, so I really like the little pop-up menus. I meant to put up after that, my bad. The bad notes. But the little pop-up menu, like, from the bottom, like, you know, on Blu-ray, so you don't actually have to go back to, like, the front, the beginning menu or whatever. Yeah. So I thought that was really ingenious. I thought that was really, really cool. How they've taken the screen share a step further, where it's kind of, like, picture-in-picture that they used to have on TVs. That some still do now, but I thought that was kind of cool. Like, if you just still want to, if we're hanging out and I'm playing PS5 and then, like, I can show you, like, what I'm playing, and I can essentially, you know, and you can see, and vice versa. So I do think that's pretty cool. And I like how the cards, they seems more different than, like, drastically different than the PS4 UI compared to, like, because I did still play on other friends' PS3s, and it seemed like that UI was still very similar to the PS4. We had, like, the one main bar right there, and you worked your way across. This one seems just different, a little spice of life. It has me really excited for next gen. Kind of, that's all I'm really thinking of. And we got the Apple event to talk later, but it's like, I don't know, that seems so second fiddle to me, at least in my world and my gravity right now is all just like, I'm just ready for next gen. I'm ready.
100%. David, did you like the new look of the UI?
I mean, it looks nicer. So of course, we have to see how it flows when we actually could test it and play it for ourselves. Obviously, we knew coming in that they needed a new UI because we bashed it maybe about a month ago. On an earlier podcast, we said that their UI system was so outdated. That it needed it definitely needed something new. So at least maybe they're listening. They're like, "All right, we got something for you." But they're definitely not like Xbox. Like, I think the last time their updates are like years old, if not. I don't even know if it's even been an update. It almost looks the same since I've had my PS4. And I have an original PS4 from like launch. I don't know. We'll have to definitely. I just like to see it. You know.
Well, yeah.
Videos can always be deceiving. That's all.
Yeah, like you see it, you're like, "That's nice," but I would like to actually experience it. How quick is? Because my big thing is I need it to be nice and smooth when I flip back and forth.
And that's what they've never had. They've never had the smoothness. So, yeah. Let's see how can I navigate between different things at the home screen? Maybe not within the game itself. You know, mm-hmm. Things of that nature.
Yes, I do. And they didn't show you all of it, I think. I think they, like, kept some of it to themselves. Some features are not going to be available in North America at launch. We'll get those later. Junior,
it's probably because they're still working on it. That's why.
Oh, yeah. All right, 100%.
They're trying to get it done in time. That's all.
Now, Junior and Mike, did either of you take a look at the PlayStation UI? I know neither of you are really big PlayStation fans to begin with.
No, like, I took a quick glimpse at it just to see what it's about, and the whole notion of using the cards, I kind of mentioned this earlier, you know, before the podcast is that it kind of reminds me of like the old 360 when they had their card menu. You know how you could just like hold the home button, whatever, bring up the card menu and slide back and forth between your music player, your friends, or your gamer score, or whatever. Obviously, I'd have to delve in a little deeper and, you know, take an actual good look at how they implement their card system and see how well it, how smooth it is and how well it operates and all that. But, I mean, like everybody's saying, you know, it's about time. It's been years since the last update they had. And if they didn't have an update, you know, with this generation, I don't know how well their sales would be after, you know, everybody found out about it.
Well, 100%. Mike, did you take? I'm just gonna ask you just to make you say you didn't care. But did you look at it?
I mean, I'd be lying to you if I said I checked it out. So no.
I appreciate your honesty.
Yeah. I don't get paid enough to do that.
You're right. No one does.
not even the host.
No, I don't. You're right. The Xbox UI rolled out today, I believe. You started getting the updates for it. I have not turned mine on yet. Theirs has been, the Xbox, the way that they've done their updates, that's a good point, is that it is similar to how iPhones do it. And Androids do it, right, where it's routinely, you know, every like so often you're gonna get it, and it continues to do little improvements here and there. That's the approach Xbox took, because I think from the jump, I want to say Xbox One's UI got kind of ripped pretty quickly.
The original, because I think everyone had the affinity for the blades. Yeah, it might have been a little cumbersome at times, but it was still just, it was fun to play with. And yeah, the original Xbox One was clunky, too many menus within menus, submenus. One cool thing about the Xbox UI is it's supposed to roll out to all the Xbox One consoles as well. So that's like another analogous thing to your phones, because, you know, the updates come out for the, you know, entire family, unless your phone's like 18 years old, then yeah. You know, if you still have a flip phone, then, you know, it ain't gonna come to that, but I think that's cool, and it goes back to, I think, the difference in Microsoft's and Sony's approach for this gen, and, you know, someone check me if I'm wrong, but, you know, Sony's approach is, for the most part, until here recently, is like, all right, you know, we have defined console generations. Like they did say that Xbox was trying to be more inclusive, and so I think, you know, with them having this, you know, completely new user interface, and it does seem easier, and it there are some cool features. It's like, okay, well, there might not be all these launch games, but, you know, I do get, you know, the quality of life improvements, and I get these other, you know, functionality things. So it's another reason to upgrade, I think, and just a difference in approach.
Yeah, 100%. Also, a big one for Xbox that I enjoy now is that we're getting themes. Thank God. I love them, because that's my biggest thing about the PlayStation I love so much, are the dynamic themes. I remember I got the Tifa one for Final Fantasy VII Remake from like buying a Nestle Crunch bar or some shit. It's so cool. I love it. Those are always dope. And like how your like logos your logos change too, like for the different icons. I always think that's cool. So Xbox getting into that is awesome. More customization is always fun. For gamers in general. So, Nintendo, I love that you offer me themes, and it's literally only two options. So, what the fuck is the point of saying I have themes? Put it out there. Yeah, sometimes you have to put it out into the world and hope that the universe answers back. So, Nintendo, please.
What the fuck?
Do you want to do a shot bet on what do we get first? Themes or, like, party chat on Nintendo?
Themes. You will never, ever, ever get fucking party chat. Technically, you kind of do, though. But you have to, like, go through your fucking phone.
But you don't. Yeah. Like, no. Like, you need another device. You need another third-party device. Yeah. Like, it's like,
nah. But like an actual team chat. I mean, unless they implement Discord or team chat, for example, they're never going to do it.
Like, I do believe this gen, you are going to get Discord across all, at least Xbox and PlayStation, as well as PS, or obviously PC.
Like a working one, or
Just yeah, Discord. like a whole ass Discord, like Discord having it officially there. It's officially licensed Discord on PlayStation and on Xbox. I guarantee you'd get it on Xbox first. That just seems more on brand. But PlayStation, I think, somehow, some way, Discord is going to get this to work on consoles. There's just no, it's too big now, and everyone's using it. Crossplay, you're starting to see, is going to just start. It's just on the cusp right now, right, of really getting going, and you're going to see that more. Call of Duty being out on front, pushing it was huge. Fortnite, Apex is now doing the beta for it. Like, those type of games are going to push that. So I think you're going to have an easier way instead of game chat. Give the gamers the easy way to do it. And instead of trying to invest into something like that, Discord's already there. So just find a way to implement Discord.
True. That's a good point. Really good point.
That's what I'm hoping for, because like, that'd be so much easier. I hate it like when I jump in and like, Carlos can attest to this, because like, if Nick's streaming, well then... he's streaming from his PC, so he's playing Warzone on his PC. I'm playing on PlayStation. Carlos is on PlayStation. It's like, we have to be in game chat then. And like, sometimes game chat's kind of wonky, and it's like, fuck. If I was just on Discord, and I had an easier way to access Discord than just my phone, but I could actually access it through a console, I think that would be a lot better. So let's get that. Let's do that this gen, please. Please.
Yeah, it's PlayStation that's the issue.
100%. I think Xbox, because BK, didn't you say there is some type of integration for it on Xbox?
It's not an officially licensed Discord app. I don't believe.
But you could also just use the Xbox Party Chat on your PC. So
yeah,
we're able to interact with them. PlayStation does. PlayStation is the only users that I have issues with Warzone. So.
I mean, are we shocked though? Just because, you know, Microsoft. It's a software computer company at heart, and Sony's not.
They make TVs though.
Gadgets, Sony Walkman, you know, like electronics, general electronics.
The Walkman, holy shit, haven't heard of that in a while.
Had a cool ass yellow one. It was dope. With those with those headphones where they would like had the little straps so they like looped around the back of your ear, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, fucking run it, boys. Rockstar has bought Ruffian Games, and it will be rebranded to Rockstar Dundee. Ruffian Games has worked on Crackdown 2 and Crackdown 3. It's located in Dundee, UK. Totes thought it was Australia, and so did I. That's why when I started saying Dundee, I thought I was going to have to go crikey. But apparently... I had your cheerio, and I didn't know. Son of a bitch. Speaking of Rockstar, here is my obligation to the week. Still no update on GTA 6. Sorry, everybody.
Sorry, Primo.
Sorry, Primo. One day, I swear. I can't wait. I promise right now, the day that I get any type of update on GTA 6, real update, I will go live on whatever I need to go live on. So officially break that news for Carlos.
It'd be breaking news.
Rockstar Dundee now could help out on those on projects. They were the heads on Crackdown 2 and Crackdown 3. I didn't put in here. Just didn't want to get too in the weeds, but screw it at this point. They helped out on Halo Master Chief Collection and a few other like Kinect games. So clearly, when they're the head of a game, it doesn't do as well. Hence, Crackdown 2 and 3. But they're great in support. So, and that's not always a bad thing. You know, not everyone's a star player. But hey, you know, if you're meant to be a sixth man of the year, you're meant to be sixth man of the year.
Sometimes
that's all right.
Yeah, sometimes.
Hey, you can still get a ring. Like, hey, I would not. Like, if I was somehow involved in making, like, GTA 6, if there's, like, Brendan come in for 2 minutes and do mocap, I'll be like, hell yeah, my name's in the credits.
True.
Like,
I also I feel like I have to take this opportunity here to ask you something. So Burger King is partnering with PlayStation, right? We saw the King open the bag. Carlos really wanted to know, BK, are you affiliated with that in any way?
I wish. I'm not though. So I used to go there all the time in high school and just be like, oh, hey, you know, like my initials are BK. Like, could I get a discount? And like the cashier would always just look at me like so weird. Be like, it's okay. Just give me a discount. They'd be like, I have to talk to my manager. I'd just be like, look here, just take the 20. Just take the money.
Just stop. I was just trying to fuck with you. It's just, you're not even.
Yeah. Like, come on. Like, you know, this is.
Now, ruined it. Xbox partners with Taco Bell, of course. So I'm going to start this question. I'm going to start with you, David. BK or Taco Bell? And I mean Burger King, not Brendan. BK or Taco Bell?
Oof. I mean, it really depends on your mood. I mean, the Whopper is pretty fire.
Flame broiled.
I think I'm going to go Burger King because they're usually less disappointing. Ooh. Usually when I go to usually Taco Bell, like, we like, ooh, I love it. Oh, that was last one. It's gone. Yeah. Oh, sorry, we're out. We'll have it back in stock in like another month or so.
Like, so, like, potatoes, get the fuck out. You ain't having them here.
So I'm gonna go with Burger King just because I like the Whopper and I like the chicken fries. I think both of those are great, and they've always had an Icy Coke before even McDonald's even brought in the Icy Coke. So I'm gonna go with that as well because I've always had an Icy Coke from there.
I really appreciate the thought that went into that response.
He did. That was good.
You're welcome. Yeah, that's good. But the Taco Bell does have the Baja Blast, the frozen one, and frozen. So that's what they have going for them.
Oh, yeah, but that's like the only thing now.
Well, it doesn't matter. Really, it's good.
After they gutted their fucking menu.
Well, they did cut their menu.
Wow.
I wish Dan was here right now to just like cry so hard about caramel apple empanadas being taken away. Because that would have been just a profanity laced rant that I will get from him one day. But Junior, Burger King or Taco Bell?
I mean, it kind of just answered the question. The Burger King, obviously.
Oh.
I mean, fucking Whoppers are one of the best burgers you'll ever have as far as fast food goes.
Okay.
You know, the service, I mean, it's not that great, but it's not bad either. You know, fucking Taco Bell, you go in there and half the time fucking kids are either fucking drunk or high at the cashier. You have to repeat your order 3 different times. True. Now that they go to their menu,
I can tell that BK doesn't have that in his area based on the look.
I've never had experience at Taco Bell.
Oh, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Probably it's just those. But yeah, now that they go to their menu, like, none of the stuff on there is appetizing at all, not even if you're drunk. It's like, you know what? I would just rather go to sleep hungry. Fuck it.
I did have a chicken chalupa the other day, though. And, like, low key, I was still reminded that there are certain things from Taco Bell that can put a smile on my face. But, BK, are you kicking with your namesake here, or do you have to go to the Taco Bell?
All right, so let me.
Because, like, I'm probably gonna leave for Taco Bell. Would say Taco Bell, but see, then, like, the name says Burger King, so this is really tough.
It is. Well,
because I'm really good. Sponsorship opportunity too. Keep them in mind.
Yeah, true. As I do like the chicken sandwich from Burger King, like the long one, like that's always been like really. But I'm going to say Taco Bell, and there's a multitude of reasons here. But quickly, shout out to the Burger King in Washington. Very nice ladies. Whenever I've gone through there with the doggos in the back seat, they always just give us like a little like kid chicken nugget like on the house usually. So I give them to the dogs. It's very nice of them. But Taco Bell, one reason I didn't go until I had a driver's license in high school because my dad hates Taco Bell and refused to ever take us there on any family road trips. Oh. So I did not go until I had a driver's license so I could drive my ass there. So. And my first thing that I had there was, I can remember, a Crunchwrap Supreme with the Baja Blast. And I still love Crunchwrap Supremes. They're delicious. The Double XL Chalupa, love that. Like, fucks my shit up. Like, I love just getting a box from Taco Bell. And I've never had drunk kids, like, serving me at Taco Bell. It's like the one of, because there's two in Greenville. And one of them, one of the actual college kids that works there, because Greenville's a college town because ECU, he actually would, like, you'd pay, and he would, like, do, like, a quote, like, from Edgar Allan Poe, Nelson Mandela, like, whatever it may be, like, had a quote like that.
God damn, like, we should get on the show.
Yeah, I know. And then the one here in Washington, when I first started this job that I'm at now, I used to go to Taco Bell every week with a coworker because he loved it, an older gentleman. And the lady there, like, knew exactly what we ordered. And so, like, we'd come up, and she would ask, like, oh, the same thing? Be like, yep, swipe the card, and good to go. Wow. And also, Colleen, for the record, because she's, like, right here, she also said Taco Bell.
That's right. getting dubs. Josh says cheesy gordita crunch is life facts, though.
I would like to visit your Taco Bells because they are nothing like.
That sounds so much
nicer. Come on down. Yeah, right? Come on down.
It's got college kids going for degrees working there. There's a difference. There's a big difference right there. We got high school kids that are like, you know? Yeah, they barely passed.
Trying to fill you a dime.
Barely got a diploma, if that, you know?
They're just eating Jeeps and smoking.
Mr. Mike, this is your time to shine. Taco Bell or Burger King?
Well, as a professional fat guy, dude, you can't make me pick between those two. You're picking apples and oranges.
Okay.
If you want a more fair comparison, it's either McDonald's v Burger King or Taco Bell v Del Taco. You know.
I really hate when you just had to find a way to get out of this.
No.
If I had to pick between apples and oranges, I could. So
you know, you gotta make it an even playing field. But if I had to choose one. If I really had to choose one, I'm going with BK because Taco Bell fucked up their menu.
Thank you.
As a professional fat guy, that's my opinion, and that is fact.
I will tell you right now, the reason you can compare it is because Taco Bell came into the game and said, think outside the bun. So fuck that. They purposely put themselves in there to be compared to them.
They did, but it's like sometimes you want a burger. Sometimes you want a taco. Sometimes you want pizza. If you want pizza, you ain't going to go to Taco Bell.
And then sometimes it's the only thing open, which is the only reason why we end up going to Taco Bell.
True.
Yeah. No, I love Taco Bell. I love me some Taco Bell, but this round they lost it.
The only time I would actually have Taco Bell willingly is like a late night, you know, 2 or 3 in the morning, and I'm hungry as fucking drunk. That was the only time. Other than that,
that is very disrespectful.
No.
See, Mike knows, because if they didn't get rid of some of their shit, Mike would be all
Mexican
balls deep
and Taco Bell.
You want to go down that road? You want to go down that road, boy?
Wowzers. I'm going to
have a Mexican throwdown. Why'd you interrupt that?
It's a Mexican standoff.
It's a standoff.
Oi, mate!
Oi!
How's you feeling that passion?
Yeah.
Holy shit! I will go with Taco Bell as well. Just like I said, like there are still things there. Like I do agree with Mike that they did fuck up because they got rid of so many good things on the menu. Baja Blast will always shit on anything that anybody ever puts out, hands down. That's so good.
That's the only thing I agree with.
But I will say that, like, at least during the summer, you can still buy Baja Blast in stores, which is nice. But it's not the same. It's just
No, it tastes different.
Their freezies are actually really good. The Starburst ones they've done in the past, super good. But I also agree with David. Some of the things they do like that gets taken away too fast. But like I said, I have Chalupa, Cheesy Gordita Crunch, Crunchwrap Supreme. I fucks with it. Nacho Bel Grande, fuck it. Fuck my shit up. Like, let's do it. So, but I like Burger King too. Both of which I'd put above McDonald's. So that's all right.
Oh, yeah. McDonald's. Frickin'. Bottom bitch.
Fuck them.
Bottom bitch. Fuck them.
Sorry, another one that's usually just 24/7, which is why we go there.
100%. It's only when you literally have no other options and no one else delivers. And that almost happened the other night, right, Mike? Last night, I think it was. You were about, and you're like, fuck it. I just won't eat.
I was like, I am not having fucking McDonald's, bro.
It is rough. It is rough sometimes. All right. Well, that was a good tangent. I appreciate it. BK, as the Apple user of the group nowadays, there was an Apple event. What were your takes from it, or what did they show you that you liked? And take us to the Apple zone. The Apple Orchard, we'll call it that. It happens.
Cupertino. Yeah, was it delayed there? I think I saw it.
Yeah, I see. There was.
I saw the like shirt. It looked like your shirt. That's what my face was like in the screen. all right. So they talked about the new UI for the HomePod integration for that with the HomeKit, and also with the HomePod Mini. So if you want to get into the HomePod goodness, it's only $100 now. No spatial awareness and no compatibility with the Apple 4K TV or Apple TV in general. But $100 entry point is much less than $300. I never paid $300 for my HomePods. I always waited for a sale and used like Best Buy rewards points and stuff. So I thought that was cool because, like I said, I have HomePods. So, and hope to have more someday. Then we have the Apple 12 and Apple 12 Pro announcements. And now what's crazy is that they have four different SKUs coming out this holiday season. Let's see. I can't even remember. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, you have the iPhone 12, iPhone 12 mini, iPhone 12 Pro, iPhone 12 Pro Max. Blah. That's a mouthful. it's good for the people because you have options. Because you also have to think iPhone, they're their own system. They're their own iOS. That's their thing. They're competing with Android, who has, you know, Samsung, LG, all these other different kinds of phones. More, you know, it's like Baskin Robbins, you know, all the flavors like right there they have to really compete with. So them coming out with all these different models at once makes a lot of sense. Gives more options to the consumer, usually a good thing. They're going to range in price from, they're going to start in price at $699 and $999 respectively for the 12 and 12 Pro. The first 5G phones that Apple's offering, if you even have 5G where you are, I don't know when we're going to get it. So that does not affect me. Don't really care about that part. the Dolby Vision recording is pretty cool. The fastest chip ever with the A14 Bionic. And then the LiDAR actually is really neat, helping with the augmented reality. So anything when you're doing Pogo, that's going to make Pogo hopefully more fun. And then this is going to be a shout out to my buddy Peter here, Tejas Pete, because he does not use a case for his iPhone. He's done that for over a year now. It's the most dangerous game. I think he's actually done it closer to two, but at least a year. So the ceramic shield, you know, with the 4x resistant, you know, strength resistance as just a regular iPhone build. So that will affect people like him, and your phone will actually feel as thin as it really is because you don't have a case on it. So that is kind of cool. I don't think it was a bad conference, but like I alluded to at the beginning of this podcast and stream here, is that I'm just really just focused on next gen. That, like, technologically, I'm just like, I'm just balls deep in that, just ready for that, to where I'm just like, I'm happy with my phone, and especially since I'll get xCloud next year, that I can deal. So I don't know if y'all feel the same way or not, because, like, I am the only Apple user, but what do y'all think?
Well, I was going to ask David, if you saw, since, you know, you and I are the only two from here that are mainly were iPhone users prior. Was there anything that you saw that you're like, ooh, I'd like to maybe switch back? Or do you feel good where you're at?
Sadly, I probably am switching back due to work related. It made me more interested in looking into it because I do have to switch back. So
do you have to leave the Snapchat group now? That's the question I'm asking the elders in this chat.
Oh,
the Snapchat elders, not BK and Junior, the Snapchat elders, sorry, Mike and Junior.
Nah, I knew what you meant.
I like how my name is multiple.
That is up to them, but yes.
Oh man.
Well, yeah. I did watch the event though. I did like. I want to say a shout out to the Apple's like transition video editing team. Did you watch like any of their video transitions? That's like theirs. Just as like. They're talented, like motherfuckers. That's all I got to say. Dude, like, honestly, holy shit.
When I watch it, I got vibes of a little bit of like when PlayStation finally did their PS5 event and like their transition screens were so fucking cool and they're all different. And yeah. I was just like,
and we're talking about like a cell phone company, like, you know, Apple and computer. And they just fucking blow it out of the water with that. And it's like, oh, this is relaxing. But, you know, but yes, I don't know if I'm going to get an iPhone 12, to be honest. We'll have to see. But if the 11 still costs the same as the 12, then, you know, why not? I mean, at that point. So we'll have to see. I don't have to make the decision yet, but I do have to go back.
Man. Yeah, I mean, you got to decide soon because pre-orders 10/23.
It starts tomorrow, 15. I believe.
Next week, a week. That's the release. Sorry, tomorrow. You're right.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
I got foot and mouth disease.
Ooh. Yeah, I got an email from Verizon saying I already saw that.
Oh, dude, yeah. Apple's been messaging me all
I ain't going to be up at 7 a.m. to do a pre-order, tell you that much. So
I saw it and I was like, okay. You know, if Carlos is in the chat, he'll tell you because they're still sitting at 60 hertz, which is pretty wild. Now I'll give you that. There, you know, someone's gonna be listening to this and be like, "It's a fucking cell phone. Why do I need anything over 60 hertz?" Okay, well, all right, we're talking about video games as well here, including the fact that Amazon or Apple was basically like, "Well, since we can't get Fortnite, fuck you. We're gonna show you League of Legends Wild Rift," which is crazy because I've already pre-registered for that on the Android. So like, whatever. But if you're going to be playing any type of games on your phone, right, BK reference with the xCloud coming to Apple in some form next year, you're going to want at least a little bit better of a performance. I mean, that's why this you know, I got this one because it switches to 120 hertz mode when I wanted to. And it's not even just that. It's just smoother, honestly, on your eyes when it's at 120 hertz. Pokemon Go, Pogo looks pretty sweet. So, I mean, like, other than that, there was nothing, though, that they did that I was like, man, I really want to switch. What I wish Apple would come out with, and this is just me, is a version of the Note, like their own version of the Note in a phone. I think that would be cool.
That would be awesome. I would like,
because that's what I'm gonna get.
That's kind of what the Max is, at least from a screen perspective.
Yeah.
Wise,
yeah.
Oh, it's just sure. As big as it.
I want to implement have like a little or anything. Yeah, stylus. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, how did you guys feel about the Microsoft, what's it, Surface Duo, like the fold phone that they have out?
It looks really cool. I just don't know how I feel about folding phones.
But I just feel cool. Like my screen's going to break out. I don't know.
I'm scared.
Well, because it's two separate screens with like a hinge, like right there and right there. Yeah. So like they're not like, they're not really connected. Mm-hmm. It's like it's like a 3DS, but like, you know, a better screen.
It would just drive me nuts because there'd be a line down the middle.
Yeah, I can see that. I thought it was super cool in the commercial, though. Like, the one guy, he's, like, Skyping or, you know, FaceTiming Microsoft Teams, like, video chatting with someone, and he's also playing xCloud, like, on one of the other screens. I was like, all right, that's you got me there. That's pretty cool.
I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, how can they do two things like that? I'm like, oh, that's kind of fun. I like that. But, yeah, I also just feel weird with it. I'm like, I'll wait. Eventually, there'll be more phones like that, and they'll be able to use, and we'll see what they really, the durability of all those works for and stuff like that. But like I said, yeah, Apple is all right. It was nothing for me to be like, yo, man, I really want to go back to Apple, but it was still cool. It's really going to be sad to lose you, David. Going to be sad. Going to be sad to lose you. Losing the fallen brother. Sad.
Welcome aboard, matey.
There it is. Speaking of sad, Digimon Survive was delayed till 2021. It's the second delay for the tactical RPG based on Digimon. I actually like saw it and I thought it looked super cool. I know for this weebisode we're going to do Cowboy Bebop in review.
Cowabunga?
Cowabunga review. Cowboy Bebop in review. But I do also want to buy the new Digimon movie that came out. It's the last adventure, and it's supposed to be like the end of like when their Digimon go away. And I'm like, I'm prepared for it to emotionally fuck my shit up. But I want to watch it.
Your life.
Yeah. Oh, dude. Yeah. No. And I'm not watching it by myself. Fuck that. We're all watching that together. Like, man, fuck the Weebisode crew.
We're all
gonna
cry together.
Yeah. Mike's gonna be sitting there playing WoW and shit in the background. But at least he'll hear us cry. That's all I want. And just to hear the tears. I'm like, oh, come on.
No. Nah, I actually got like a little bit pissed off when I heard that it was being delayed for a second time, because ever since I've seen Digimon or whatever, and then once I got into gaming, you know, RPGs especially, mm-hmm. I've always wanted a Digimon RPG. And I've played a couple of knockoffs, but either the servers die within the week that I decided to try it out, or they're just really shitty. So the fact that this is an actual, you know, like, I don't want to say a AAA game, but like an actual game being made, and then having to be delayed twice. It's like, come on, why? Like, what the fuck is going on?
Working at home definitely influences that.
Yeah.
I think that's why you're seeing so many delays, 100%, on so many things, is because of that. Having to work from home is a lot more strenuous than I think people originally thought it would be.
It's challenging.
Yeah, it's very, very challenging.
Yeah, because you got your daily life happening around you, like in your workplace.
So. Uh-huh. 100%. And it's like, you don't even know. It's weird. It's a weird blend, isn't it, David? It's a weird blend. Destiny 2 Beyond Light will launch with Next Gen on November 10th, and Next Gen optimization will arrive December 5th. Guardians Are you ready to well, I know Junior's already been kind of playing Destiny 2, but to dive into Destiny 2 on next gen, David, are you ready?
I'm super excited for it. Sadly, we won't be able to play with Mech or Junior, so
because he doesn't have an Xbox.
Yeah, so it's gonna be kind of weird.
I thought he was trying to get the. Oh yeah, you just get him to buy the Xbox Series S off of you.
Eh, he don't have no money. He doesn't even have Game Pass.
Cut some yards. Cut some grass.
There doesn't even have Game Pass.
Season's almost over already.
Yeah. Season's over. He's got to. He's got to switch his.
Well, no, if you come his
memo to like, I'll rake your leaves, guys. All right.
The season's longer down here. So come down here for a weekend. You know, you can make good. You can make that up.
Holy shit. Yeah, like, right. Like Junior's like, man, Ryan, I said that WoW subscription for my service. Would you like to buy me an Xbox?
Do it for the brand.
But
I'm excited for it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I've been the only reason why I haven't played anything else because it's already out in Game Pass. I'm just waiting for it to be. That's gonna be the game I play, on my Xbox, on my new Xbox. So I'm just kind of waiting for it.
100%. Mike, are you at all excited for Destiny 2 on next gen consoles?
I'm so-so, I guess. I mean, I'll play it just to, you know, play, but I got plenty of shit to play. I don't got to worry about that. So
We got WoW.
Yeah, but what are you going to want to play on your Xbox, though, when it first comes? Obviously, you're going to want to play your game on your Xbox.
That's a Netflix machine.
Well, I'm glad you paid $600 for an Netflix machine, alright? I'm glad you already paid, so that's all that matters. You can do whatever you want with it.
He's trying to load that Netflix in 8 seconds.
Yeah.
I don't need to wait no more.
I can finish my extra Taco Bell.
You save 6 seconds right there.
That a boy, Mike. You finished my Taco Bell.
Yeah, he has a competition with himself. He's like, alright, Grande meal in 8 seconds before Netflix loads. So he's there shoving it down his face.
The power button is the start button. So as soon as I hit the power button, let's go. Start munching down the tacos. How many can I kill in 8 seconds?
I just hope that with not just Xbox or Netflix, I hope that other streaming services also get a good boost from these next gen consoles as well. Like Funimation, please. Please. Help me.
Please.
Junior, yeah, I guess you're out by default because you can't get excited for Destiny 2 on next gen, and BK doesn't play Destiny, so there we are. I'm excited to play it, though, so that'll be fun. I like nice. Destiny 2. Transfer over my characters. Let's do it. I'm ready to rock and roll. Speaking of something that I like, Joe Biden, his campaign is launching an Animal Crossing island. And Kinda Funny's Greg Miller and Gary Whitta will host the island tomorrow, October 16th at 2 p.m. Eastern time over on twitch.tv/kindafunny. It's going to be super dope. This is so weird that video games have gotten into the political world. This is weird, but I'm all for it because I like Animal Crossing. And I guess I like's a strong word for Joe Biden, but like he's cool. So yeah, let's do it. I will get Joe Biden Harris signs in my Animal Crossing island next to my pumpkins. But here it is, do it, rock and roll. So I'm gonna have to check that out tomorrow because I want to see what it's all about. Now, Xbox revealed 30 games were optimized for the Series X and Series S at launch. Now, with that, what launch game are you most looking forward to? And I will start with you, BK.
I am a Ubisoft guy, so AC Valhalla and Watch Dogs Legion. And then kind of this one I've been paying slightly more attention to here, the Falconeer, where it's just like a third person, like you're on like aerial kind of dogfight thing, but you're just like on like a giant bird and you're attacking like ships and other people on giant birds and stuff like that. Yeah, it looks kind of cool, and it's going to run at full 4K 60. And they're even teasing after the fact one of the developers, like one of the big honchos over there, said like, oh, teasing some 8K as well. So I was like, all right, that would be pretty cool. So that one, that's why I have like Dark Horse pick for best launch title there, just because I think it might be the most fun and not kind of overwhelming, where it's just like, okay, because that does happen with the Ubisoft games, is because they're just like, boom, here's everything, an assault on the senses, where you're just like, I don't know what to do. There's so much to do. This is overwhelming. Oh my gosh. This is terrible. Oh no. What am I supposed to do?
Assassin's Creed. Oh no.
All my free time just went poof out of fucking nowhere. Because I'm just going to be sitting here playing this fucking video game, just collecting all these shits.
Watch Dog Legion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that is the British one. So that
would be. Yeah, no, yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh shit. Damn. Nah, I lost my thought because of that. No, yes, the Assassin's Creed games look cool. The Falconeer does sound cool. What is the name of the spoopy game? The Medium?
Yeah,
I can't wait for
that. The one I'm not going to play?
Yeah,
no,
I can't wait for Medium.
Nah.
Let's fucking go. Nah. Let's get spoopy. Medium. Let's get spoopy. Mike, that's what you can play. It's going to be on Game Pass, and it's spoopy. You can play that on your console.
Ooh, I can.
Boom. There it is. I just answered the question for you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And then I'll play after like 5 minutes. I'll switch back to Netflix again. And
he'll be like, is World of Warcraft on my Xbox yet?
Dude, did you see the fucking BK showed it? They were playing on the car.
Yes.
So we're fucking sick. I was playing on their Samsung fridge.
No, oh, we're getting close. We're getting close,
boys. Oh, let me just get a sandwich real quick.
Play it. God damn it. I didn't get the mount. Fuck!
Fuck!
God damn, roll for it, motherfucker. Junior, what are you excited for in this launch lineup?
Pretty much the biggest game that I'm really excited for is Watch Dogs Legion. I played the first and second ones, and I immediately fell in love with them. And then with Legion, obviously, you're going to be able to play like as anybody you want. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really cool, especially to see how the different interactions, you know, go on. Other than that, I mean, just pretty much Cyberpunk and Grounded I'm excited for, because I love survival games, and then Cyberpunk obviously because the game just looks beautiful and I want to try it out
100%. David, I know you're excited for Destiny 2, but what else?
Yeah, Destiny 2 is one of them. And then Assassin's Creed, we already talked about. Grounded, as Junior just mentioned, I'd be excited for as well. But then a Cyberpunk, I'm still just debating if I want to buy Cyberpunk on my Xbox or if I want to play it on my PC. Depending on if I get a 3080, which I probably won't, so I'm probably going to buy it on Xbox. Just to see how well it performs on there, because that may be more of a chill game just to sit back and play with the controller anyways. That's usually how the Assassin's Creed games are. So I'm going to go with that approach, and yeah, I'm more excited about Grounded. I'm hoping a newer update comes out so we can play it. But we'll have to wait and see. Assassin's Creed is going to be its usual. I mean, it's going to be a busy time when the new games get released. So,
yes.
I have a lot to play. So hopefully it's some good stuff.
I'm excited for Assassin's Creed Valhalla. I think that's going to be cool. Cyberpunk, obviously, with Keanu Reeves and everything else, that's a part of that. Excited for that and all the hype from CD Projekt Red. What is that going to look like? That's something I'm definitely excited about just to get into. I feel like because it is a gaming show that if I don't play Cyberpower, I'm failing the people. So I feel like I have to play Cyberpunk no matter what. Yeah, Cyberpunk.
Yeah,
Cyberpunk.
Yeah. I meant to mention that Cyberpunk. Yeah, because I have that pre-ordered and that's going to be awesome.
Can't wait. So. Evergate is one that I picked because it reminds me of Ori, and Ori right now is a dark horse or game of the year for me. So I think Evergate will be something cool. It's another 2D puzzle platformer kind of game. I think that'll be dope. I think it's actually on the Switch, or it's coming to the Switch. So that'll be something interesting, but I would like to play that on the Xbox. Another game, just being optimal. Well, Gears Tactics will be cool because I didn't play that on the computer, so to have that on my console will be nice. I like XCOM, so I'm sure I'll like Gears Tactics. Sea of Thieves. What is Sea of Thieves going to look like on next gen? That is the question that I want to see. Also, just make Via Pinata. Thank you. Via Pinata. Thanks. Let's just do that. Let's get it. We do have a launch lineup for the PS5 as well. I will go with you, David, on this one. What are you excited for the launch window of the PS5?
It's going to be Spider-Man. Miles Morales, because obviously, you know, that's like their main game right now. Mm-hmm. That's going for them. And then I'm going to go with Godfall. That's also another major title that they have on their launch list. I would say it'd just be those two. Sadly, I don't have a PS5 pre-ordered, so I won't be able to play those. And probably won't for a while, because I don't know when they're releasing their stuff. So we'll see how things go there. So it's mostly gonna be you and BK playing those.
I didn't even get mine anymore. Sad.
What happened?
No, because my GameStop one, I didn't get it. I had one on Amazon, but that was for my brother. It wasn't for me. So I haven't gotten mine actually yet. I still have to
get another GameStop.
Oh, I didn't get it. I was like, I'm not paying $800-something for this. So as I started to think about it, I was like, I can't do that. So I can. I don't want to. I guess that was the – I had to have a rational Ryan decision there. I was like, that's not going to work. But you I did have Xbox.
So
I'll find it. I'm excited for when it comes out. For me – Miles Morales, hands down, just because of now there's a cat, and that's pretty fucking cool. Spider cat, that's pretty dope. I'm not going to lie. I mean, hats off to Insomniac for just winning just because of that. There it is, PlayStation 1, just because of the cat. No, but I'm also excited. Godfall is that's an interesting pick because it is something that has kind of what, like Destiny-esque vibes to it, so I think that would be something that's pretty cool. Another one, the main PlayStation game I'm excited for is Ratchet and Clank, A Rift Apart. I cannot fucking wait. It's the reason I'll buy a PS5 within the first, hopefully, month that it launches, if they're out there, because I want to play that game so bad. It is one of the few, if not the only, game that's been showed off by either side where I felt like that was really next gen. Like, that was so the way that you transition instantly and everything like that. That's what I wanted to see, and that's what they've promised. So I'm excited for that. BK, what about for you on the PS5 side?
Miles Morales. The messaging around it wasn't great there for quite some time. But then, yeah, like, with the whole Spider-Cat thing, like, today, I feel like they just, like, swept all that under the rug. They're like, you know what? But all the horrible messaging and you having to pay to, like, get the game again, they're like, how about a fucking cat with a Spider-Man mask? And you're like,
yes!
Fucking sold! Yes! Oh, and it helps me with fucking combos, too? Like,
it does. It's so cool.
It's so awesome.
Oh, man. And some of the costumes look cool, too, that they've shown off.
Yeah. And that's the main one. I'm not a big Demon Souls. I don't like to play the super punishing games just because, like, I don't have enough free time to get insanely good at them to beat them. I just don't have that time. Like, I wish I did. I just don't. I'm not in college anymore. So, Godfall, it looks like it's going to be a fun game. And also, because, I mean, it comes from Randy Pitchford, and, you know, they're just coming off of Borderlands 3, which is, I finished that earlier this year. That's a heck of a lot of fun. Like, I remember just sitting there and just playing Borderlands 3 and just smiling. It's just fun to play, which is, at the end of the day, that's what video games are kind of, you know, meant to do. It's fun to play. Feel good.
100%. 100%. Speaking of fun to play, we've been playing some games. So, Mike, let's start with you. What have you been playing, sir?
I've been doing the Halloween events for Animal Crossing a lot. Got my pumpkins going. Got some scarecrows up. I'm getting ready for the Halloween season. Also, I've been playing a lot of WoW. A lot of WoW. Like, an unhealthy amount of WoW.
Like, a lot of WoW.
Like, a lot of WoW.
Let's do this here, then, with you, me, and Junior. We'll do this here, since we're all going to say we're playing WoW, of course. That's what we've been playing. Shadowlands pre-patch launched 2 days ago. So,
yeah.
We've been playing it. Listen, for me, it's tough because I'm like, maybe it's because I finally updated my graphics card and that's why I'm enjoying it so much, because the game looks a lot nicer. In fact, every time that a WoW expansion comes out, every time I log in or anything like that pre-patch, it tells me my graphics card's out of date. It's always done that on any computer I've ever owned. It just tells me. I'm like, oh, okay, I have to go update it. I was like, Mike, I don't know how to fucking update that on a computer anymore. I don't know how to do that. And he was like, oh, you just get this NVIDIA app. And I'm like, what? I'm like, oh, I have that. And he's like, well, I'll open it. And I'm like, well, I've never created an account, I guess. So I created an account, and it tells you, like, you know, because full disclosure, Sal Strong Mechatrono, this was his computer that he let me use because he's out there serving our country. He's at
thank you, Sammy.
So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for the computer. I was like, I went to update my graphics card, and it hadn't been updated since October of 2019. So it did update, and I'll tell you, I got a wow, and I was like, holy shit, dude, this game looks so different. It's so nice. Like, man, this pre-patch must have done wonders. And Mike goes, well, that might just be because your graphics card didn't update.
Yeah.
Dude, it was in Minecraft for years.
Right? Everybody looked like Minecraft Steve. I have no idea. But with it, it came with now the leveling. We've dropped down to 120 is now 50s. Currently, until the expansion, correct, is where 50 is the max, right?
Yes.
So we're back to normal. Yep. But I'm going to start here. I'm going to go to you, Mike, first, because I was talking to you. So what is your takeaway so far on the pre-patch?
I'm actually having a lot of fun with it. Before the pre-patch, I was kind of just a burnout, like, get on, do some mountain hunts, like, meh. Okay, kill some time. Maybe put on some anime. But no, we made new characters. Even Sammy joined us. You joined us. And I'm having a lot of fun with it. This whole level squish, it's like a reset. It's like a whole new game. Just get back on that grind and do stuff you haven't done before. And for me, I can't say for Max because he's an older player, but for me, not experiencing so much of the old content, I can go back and level up my new character in any expansion I want. You know, get the whole backstory, the lore of what's going on in the game, and I like that. It's really, I am having a blast with it.
Junior, yeah, as the older player, yeah. So where are you at on it?
I'm looking a weird in between. Like, I like it and I don't like it. And I'm not saying I hate it. It's just that every time with a new pre-patch or new expansion, things like that, there's always going to be changes. And it's a matter of trying to get used to the changes. And obviously, like, if you've played, you know, a certain character, a certain class for, you know, years, and that was, like, the only character you played, every time they change it, it's like trying to learn a whole new character all over again.
Right.
Obviously, some spells, you know, get buffed, some spells get nerfed. CC, which is crowd control, some of those spells, you know, are always, you know, taking a hit. So it's like trying to learn all of the mechanics all over again. On the other side, I like it because, like, of pretty much of all the reasons Mike just said, you create a new character and it's like experiencing the game for the first time all over again. And now with being able to level up anywhere you want, any expansion, you don't have to worry about out-leveling the expansion and moving on to the next one to get the next set of levels.
You don't have to go in order anymore. You can fuck around.
Exactly. So, like, BFA is the latest expansion. You can start at level 1 in BFA, or not at level 1, but at level, like,
I want to say
5 or 6.
Yeah.
It's somewhere around there. Where you get past the tutorial, you can start in BFA and do all of your questing there and get a full scope of the whole entire storyline. Like, you don't have to worry about, like, okay, like, as soon as I hit level, you know, 25, I got to move on to the next expansion to be able to, you know, get the XP that I've been getting over on this one.
Right.
You know, because there's been times where, I mean, I'm guilty of it too, with, like, so many expansions, you out-level the content, and then you're still going in it, and you're trying to figure out, how come I'm not getting the 20, 30,000 XP I was getting before? I'm only getting 600, you know? Oh, right. It's like, oh, because I out-leveled it. I need to move on. But I want to know what happens next in the story. But I'm not going to enjoy it as much because I'm not getting the XP that I want. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah, so now, like I said, it's like experiencing the game all over again. Level up anywhere you want. Obviously, you got to get used to all the changes, you know, class changes, spell changes, things like that. The new customization changes, those are always a welcome because obviously before it was like you got your presets. It's like 1 through 6 or 1 through 10. Sometimes you got lucky and you had 1 through 15. Now you got presets of 1 through 15 in pretty much every single category.
Yeah.
So that's always a welcome change right there.
100%. Yeah, I was going to say, because I know, David, you talked about jumping back into WoW. And I will tell you, I mean, like, just making that new character was just, like, it was really refreshing for me to be able to go. I think Mike and I both made Warriors. And I was just, like, one, I've never really played a Warrior too much, but I just enjoyed instantly creating the character. It just felt way smoother, and the way they presented it and the way that you can see everything easier. Even just the character layout screen now when you pick your race and everything, cool as fuck. The big thing that we didn't hit on yet is the tracking, the quest tracking, where it has the little diamond now and it tells you how far away you are.
Like, that is a very nice quest slice of life right there.
100%. And Mike talked about it when we were playing the game. Like, oh wow, this actually feels like an MMO now. This like feels like an updated MMO.
Yeah, it's a very nice quality of life. It actually feels like it's supposed to.
Like, you guys are remember playing Fable and Fable 2? Yes. Yes. Like how every time you went to go track your quest, they give you like that golden trail that you had to follow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, this kind of like with that diamond, you know, on the map, you know, telling you where to go or where the location's at. For whatever reason, I kept picturing like, when am I going to see that trail? Because this feels like Mike said, an MMO. This feels like an RPG where, you know, it's a slice of life. It's trying to make it not easy, but it's trying to make it, you know, easier to navigate.
100%. Yeah, I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed the WoW. I've also been playing Crash Bandicoot 4, which has been super fun. Crash 4, it's about time. Again, I said it last week on the last episode. It is up there for me. Top three game of the year. I think it should be a game that if you like Crash Bandicoot at all throughout your childhood, you should play it because I think it's really awesome. And a little bit of Genshin Impact, but I'll let Junior talk about that more. Junior, besides WoW, you've been playing Genshin Impact, correct?
Yes.
So then, what are your early thoughts on it?
Oh, it is a beautiful game. I mean, it's like somebody mentioned it last week in one of the podcasts, is that it's like Breath of the Wild anime version. Mm-hmm. And it is really nice. I mean, you get the whole gacha style effect going where like you collect a certain number of like materials or whatever, and you can roll for like either characters or weapons, which is a little bit kind of, you know, pay to win type of deal, but it's all random. The storyline so far is really good, you know, fleshed out, solid. The fighting mechanics are really nice, you know, easy to get a hold of, you know, like figure out and things like that, especially the combos and how to chain them together and things like that. Like, overall, it's a pretty good game. I'm enjoying it a lot right now.
Awesome. David, what have you been playing?
So I've been playing a lot more Call of Duty Warzone still with their latest patch updates and that. I'm pretty much playing with my cousins and friends. You know, I still like the Battle Royale aspect of games, so I'm still enjoying that a lot. I'm still pretty heavy on Twitch right now, so I've been having fun there. And then I tried out a little bit of AoE this morning. AoE 3, which just came out today on the Game Pass. Of course, you could buy it outside of Game Pass, but just buy the Game Pass. So, the game itself looks pretty nice. Obviously upgraded, you know, modern graphics now. So I'm excited to play more of that probably later tonight or maybe sometime this weekend. I'll probably start story mode. Try to beat that game because I'm a big fan of that. Sadly, Junior sucks at that game, so he doesn't want to play.
He does. That's all right.
Make sure.
Big facts.
Make sure he knows. Make sure he knows.
As long as he's like, yeah, no, it's cool. I'm aware. I suck.
Yeah, I know.
BK, what have you been playing?
Played a little bit of the first Spider-Man, hopped into that a little bit. Then hopped out because I've been catching up on that Sony backlog, and it's just been a lot of third-person kind of different. I paused there because I saw it happen again.
I said third person different. I was like, bet. But no, but why? I guess my question is, so since you are playing the Sony backlog, right? Because I'll tell you right now, Spider-Man is personally my favorite of the PlayStation gen. But what about it, like with it being third gen, where are you at on continuing it, I guess?
Oh, I'll finish it just because I won't be getting a whole lot of games for the PS5 at the like initial launch anyway. So, I'll finish that and because I still got Final Fantasy VII Remake,
yep,
Death Stranding.
I don't care.
Got to finish Uncharted 2, Uncharted 3, Uncharted 4.
Oof.
I'm forgetting one. They're over there underneath the TV cabinet. Oh, Horizon Zero Dawn.
That's a good one.
Yep. So, yeah, well, when Ghost of Tsushima came out, because you were, like, hyping it, and it was a lot of fun. So like when that came out, that just like this that just that hit right in like the sweet spot. That was just like a lot of fun. So like that, like that threw everything out the window of the backlog. So I'll get back to that stuff, and then I'm playing Twin Breaker, which is Colin Moriarty's game, Colin's Last Stand, that he has there with a Chris Ray gun. It's a brick breaker, and you use both sticks, and you control two different platforms as breakers. It's fun, just 2D little, nice little fun little game. Then a game, I don't know if y'all have heard of Catherine, and this is like the upgraded version, like full body edition, but it's from Atlas, so they've done the Personas and stuff. I think it's from Atlas. It's made by Sega, and it's got anime, like Japanese animation in it. And it's a kind of puzzle, not platform. I don't want to call it puzzle platformer, but it's like a puzzle type game. But there's
been there. You go. God damn. Go ahead. So it's not a puzzle platformer. And, what is it?
Yeah.
You invest like into a hardwire.
Hardwire what?
Internet? Your PC.
It's hardwired to the router.
I'm so confused. Hardwire what?
Yeah.
Your internet, my friend.
It is.
Oh.
Oh, then you need to upgrade that internet.
I don't know. That's weird. But yeah. With it, okay, now because I'm looking it up, because now I'm curious, because you said anime and you said Atlas. So yeah. I'm really curious. It's puzzled, but it's not platformer.
Yeah, it's because it's not like a side-scrolling puzzle-like platformer, but like you do like little puzzles where you have the top of this thing where it's like you're kind of, you go into like this dream sleep and you can't hit the bottom. You have to like work your way to the top, and then you have to do it in a certain amount of time and stuff. So it's not like a puzzle platformer, but it's solving puzzles. And it's like about his whole relationship with his girl and everything like that and how it unfolds. But it's pretty cool. I think you guys should at least check it out. And if you hate it, just let me know. But
yeah, I might have to, because I like Atlas. So like that's super dope. I'll have to check that out. Now it's going to tell me that it wasn't made by Atlas, and I'm going to be a little upset, but that's okay. I'll still check it out for you, BK. I'll do it for the squad. Wrapping things up here real quick. 20 years ago, Pokemon Gold and Pokemon Silver launched. Fuck yeah, dude. That's awesome. I know. I love those games. I know we've talked about in the past that Mike and Junior, those are two of your favorites. Yep. You know, it's okay to be wrong. Don't worry about it. It's everyone's opinion.
I know your opinion is wrong too.
Oh, dude. Kiss my ass.
We'll move on.
It's fine. But no, yeah, Pokemon Gold and Pokemon Silver, so dope. I still remember I put in Gold first. I remember booting it up and you see Ho Ho on the screen.
The goat.
Yeah, dude, so you look at it real quick. Fuck you, Mike. The goat. So super awesome. Obviously Pokemon's great. So fantastic. 20 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Catherine. It's published, developed, and published by Atlas Studio Zero Team.
Thank you.
So,
I was gonna ask you about that because I heard you say Alice. I was, and then I'm like, oh, Atlas, and I was like, it's not called Alice, it's called Catherine. I was like, but maybe he's thinking of another game, so I just let him do his thing. And you kept describing it. You were like, you're in the dream, and you're like solving puzzles with a relationship. I was like, he's talking about Catherine. Why did he say Alice?
He was talking about the studio.
No, I know. I was just over here like, should I say something?
Like, listen here.
Now, Mike, you get to close the show because I need your take on the Monster Hunter movie. Okay, he's muted. He didn't even want to talk about it. Look at him. He's mad. he left the chat.
I'm kidding. I'm back.
Okay, go ahead, Mike.
It looks like a dumpster fire.
No.
Yeah, it looks bad. It remember the like the Silent Hill movies or like the later Resident Evil?
Yes.
How they got like super fucking lame?
Yes.
That's what it looks like. Like, I'm sorry. I was hyped for it because it sounded cool as shit. But it's kind of that. Oh, what happened?
There you go, motherfucker.
Is this the game?
That's speed text right there. All right. Now you can see.
Oh, it's his internet speed test. Jesus Christ.
Shout out to before I was rudely interrupted by the man.
Go work on that upload speed there, buddy. That's your issue.
I know.
No, it's. I think it's in the wrong format. It's like they should have made an anime style movie out of it. It's like trying to adapt an anime into IRL. It's there's so many things you can't do, and then by all the callouts that have been happening from the Monster Hunter fans, you can tell like these directors just wanted a name that has a fan base already. Like, hey, this people like this, we'll make a movie out of it. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Because they were called out about the daggers in one of the trailers or the picture for the movie. Like, it's everything's fucking wrong. There's army dudes, there's machine guns, there's fucking no, that's not Monster Hunter. It's just super fucking weird, and I think it's gonna be a dumpster fire.
Oh, yeah.
By fans and normies alike.
I was gonna say, I saw the trailer and I was like, nah, this isn't good. I mean, I don't know what Monster Hunter is really, but this isn't good. Not a fan of this.
The first one, I think they hunt monsters, Ryan.
Thank you. I was wondering. Maybe they do, but I wasn't sure what Mike was doing all this fucking time.
And we were the first one to have cat companions.
True. Yeah.
So, you know, Spider-Man can soak these nuts.
Spider-Man fanboy.
It's true though. It was pretty. I played Monster Hunter.
No, it looks like it's gonna be bad. I'm sorry.
Yeah, 100%. Video games being adapted to movies and for like live action always tend to have a bit of an issue. Honestly, the Warcraft movie I didn't hate. Like, I liked it. I thought there was like bits and pieces of it. I was like, this is a cool movie. Like, I don't mind this at all. But there was obviously some Warcraft fans that were like, man, that's not it. I'm like, okay, I mean, I get it. It's kind of hard to do that anyway. But yeah, I wanted you to take Mike because I was like, I knew.
The CGI looks great though. The monsters look fucking amazing. They look just like they would in the game. Yeah. The Rathalos, the Diablos that we saw, the Gormagala, they all look fucking
like
sweet.
They look like almost exactly like what you would see in the cinematics.
Yeah, but then it comes to the people and it's like, something, these two puzzle pieces do not fit.
I mean, the dude's looking down the scope, closing the wrong eye.
Shout out to Mike for that one.
Like,
thanks.
Wow. Welcome. I was about to call him out too, like, motherfucker, I noticed that. But yeah, it's just trying to mix two things that should not be mixed. That doesn't fit.
I get it. I understand. Junior, I'm giving you a preparation right now as I do this closing to find a quote.
Already got it, buddy.
Oh, man, already. You're fucking good, dude. Way to fill
in for
Dan. I
fucked up one time. I wasn't going to fuck up a second time.
That a boy. He's like, I got a WoW subscription out of this. I got to earn my keep. Of course, everybody, thank you for listening to Gaming Weekly from Amalgamation Nation. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram by searching at AM Nation Pod. Make sure you hit that follow button on both of those. Facebook.com/AM Nation Pod. You can find us on YouTube, Amalgamation Nation, and hit that sub button. If you don't want to type all that out, just go to our Twitter at AM Nation Pod and hit the pinned tweet. It's right there. You can find us on your podcast platforms of choice, such as Spotify, Google, Apple, etc. You can go to UndeadRedBull.tv and click on the merch tab for your Undead Red Bull and Amalgamation Nation merch. You can find twitch.tv/UndeadRedBull where we record our Gaming Weekly episodes. I believe those are going to be Friday nights, but once I get that set date, I will let everybody know. While you're there, give them a sub, a follow. If you got the Twitch Prime, you get a free sub every month, so use it on Undead Red Bull. Also follow twitch.tv/slap_nugget. 2 P's and 2 G's on Twitter. Follow at Josh Barlog Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. He does Natty Nights live at 8 p.m. Central Time, going over national sports news as well as Chicago sports news. $4.99 a month gets you an ad during the show, and let him know that the Amalgamation Nation sent you. And if you're looking to upgrade your gaming chair experience, go to triumphchairs.com and use the code BigJMBBShow, all one word, for 10% off your order. Now, Junior, take me away with my favorite time of the week, the quote of the week.
The healthy human mind doesn't wake up in the morning thinking this is the last day on Earth. But I think that's a luxury, not a curse. To know you're close to the end is a kind of freedom. Good time to take inventory. Captain Pierce, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare.
Go vote and stay breezy.